The intersection of politics and religion in the 2012 race for the White House came into sharp focus because of recent comments from an evangelical Christian pastor, Robert Jeffress, who supports Texas Governor Rick Perry for president. Jeffress opposes Mitt Romney because of his membership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or also known as the Mormon Church.
In my estimation, Mormonism is a cult, and it would give credence to a cult to have a Mormon candidate.
Mormons generally follow Christian precepts, but adhere to their own church founder, Joseph Smith, and a holy book, the Book of Mormon, which is separate from the Christian Bible. Jeffress says Mormons are moral people, but not part of mainstream Christianity, a view many Mormons dispute. The religious issue was raised during the Republican debate in Las Vegas this week when Rick Perry was asked about Jeffress' comments.
That individual expressed an opinion. I didn't agree with it, Mitt, and I said so. But the fact is, Americans understand faith, and what they've lost faith in is the current resident of the White House.
Mitt Romney said that using any kind of religious test for political candidates is wrong.
That idea that we should choose people based upon their religion for public office is what I find to be most troubling. Because the founders of this country went to great length to make sure, and even put it in the Constitution, that we would not choose people who represent us in government based upon their religion.
Public opinion surveys show most Americans are tolerant of different religious views unless they are seen as extreme. That was backed up by a recent sampling of public opinion in Los Angeles.
It's the extremists that I'm not, you know, I have a problem with, basically, because they kind of preach towards everybody and expect everyone to believe the way they do.
You know, I live in Arizona, so we have a lot of Mormons. And they interact like anybody else who's Catholic or Protestant or Baptist, to each his own.
Romney might be hurt by the reluctance of some Christian voters to support him, says Daniel Cox with the Public Religion Research Institute here in Washington.
Yeah, evangelicals are a vital part of the Republican primary constituency. They're about 1 in 4 voters overall, and a significantly larger portion of the Republican primary electorate, particularly in places like Iowa and South Carolina and Florida.
But Cox says there is a way for Romney to overcome some of those doubts.
And so if Romney can convince voters, particularly evangelical voters in the Republican primary, that he shares their political values, there's a good chance that the religious values may not be as important.
If he wins the Republican Party nomination and defeats President Barack Obama next year, Romney would become the country's first Mormon president. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.